Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of the Live, Love, and Eat show. I am Bernadine Otto. I'm a certified transformational nutrition coach and EFT practitioner, and I'm also the managing editor of a magazine called the Live, Love, and Eat magazine. Now, our special guest today is Sherry Parks. Now, Sherry Parks is a money mindset coach who helps women escape feeling stuck and trapped by their finances so that they find more joy and wealth for their lives. She's also a regular contributor for the Live, Love, and Eat show. Welcome, Sherry.
Thank you, Bernadine. I'm so happy to be here today. I really love the magazine, and thank you so much for allowing me to contribute and putting it out to the world. It's great information.
I'm very excited about today's podcast. First of all, to meet you and to learn all about what wonderful work you are doing. So tell us about yourself and how did you get started in your career?
Well, my corporate career has been in accounting. I am a CPA by trade, and I worked in accounting for about 20 years. I sort of accidentally fell into accounting, if you will. I knew that I needed something in my life besides my 2-year degree, and I realized that I was really good with numbers and that I enjoyed it. And so that's how I became an accountant. I went back to school and there I was. And then I kind of just got burned out and overweight, and I was just not happy in my career and with my life. And so at that point, I started losing weight and then doing a lot of research into food. And that led me to ITN. I became a transformational nutrition coach through ITN. And so I started my wellness coaching business. But as I was going through the process, I was coaching some people and I love what I was doing, but it just didn't feel in alignment for me. And so I decided to reread the book, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. I highly recommend it to anyone that likes to read and would like to change some things in their life. But the book itself, it kind of popped out at me that I was not in my zone of excellence. I knew a lot about food and nutrition, especially through my studies with ITN, but it wasn't my zone of excellence and my zone of genius. So I just decided to switch gears because money has always been my comfort zone pretty much. I've always had a good relationship with money. And I just really felt like it was probably the place I needed to be.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes, money. Money makes the world go round and round, like they say. So I read a little bit about your life story, and you mentioned that your journey started when you were 15. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I really do say that my journey started at 15, but I think it really started when I was younger. My family always struggled with money. My parents never had enough money. There was always a lot of stress around money. I can remember my parents would sell things so that they could pay the bills, and things like our TV would get sold, or cars would get traded in to a lower value car, all kinds of stuff like that would happen. But then kind of for me, the decision that for my life came when I was 15, my family, I needed braces basically, and my family couldn't afford it. And it made me really angry. I was like, no. And so I just decided that I was not going to struggle like that with money. I just didn't want my life to be like that, and I was determined that it wasn't going to be. And so that decision was kind of just really pivotal for me because I really never have struggled with money since that moment. Sure, I don't have everything that I want, and I don't have $1 million in the bank, but I don't struggle with money. When I need it, it shows up for me. That's pretty much the story of how I got started with my relationship with money.
Oh, but very interesting. I think, you know, like you said, you know, it starts from when you're young, you know, how your parents, you know, how they, you know, financially, you know, you can, I mean, a child picks that up from their parents, you know, is there money to buy this or is there not money to buy that, you know, and you see, you know, when you are small that, you know, I think you decide, you know, like, you know, if your parents are struggling, am I going to struggle one day with money or am I going to, you know, not struggle with money when I am older one day? But that's very interesting. Yeah. So what I want to know is how can a person change their mindset around money?
Well, I always recommend that you start with baby steps. I mean, you know, you're not just going to wake up one day and say, I'm going to have a good relationship with money and it's automatically happen. It must be anything in life, losing weight or, you know, reducing stress. It all takes consistent action. And usually that requires baby steps so that you can, you know, begin to change in a way that's not so uncomfortable. But first, I always recommend that people look for the real story, like what is driving their relationship with money. And, you know, with my clients, I ask them to go back to, you know, what they learned as a child. What did their parents do with money? What did their grandparents do with money? And then I ask them to take a step forward and look into their life right now. What are they saying about money? What are they thinking about money? What are they hearing from their peers? And so from there, you can begin to create a kind of a roadmap of what your hang-up is in particular or your stumbling block. And then you can begin to change your money mindset.
Yeah, that's very good advice, you know, for somebody that has a negative mindset around money, you know, how to get positive. And like you say, it's not going to happen overnight. You know, you have to put all these strategies into place before, you know, your mindset can change around money. So that's very, very good advice as well. So my other question is, what advice will you give someone to save up money and how can they get started? You know, how do you start saving up money? Because it's so difficult nowadays to save up money, you know, to get started. So do you have any ideas for us?
Yes, definitely. I do believe that savings is really important. And I think that it is kind of a lost art. A lot of times, you know, we just live paycheck to paycheck and we're not saving any money. So again, with my clients, I ask them to start really small. Pick something that is, you know, it's going to be uncomfortable regardless, but it feels doable. So something like $10 a month. And once they've gotten to the point where that's just automatic and $10 is easy, then it's time to increase it. So for example, it may be that they have a jump to $50 a month. But you know, for some people that may be still feel like too much of a stretch. So then go to $20 a month. So again, it's those baby steps. Just start small and start building up. And you'll find that as you're doing that, your spending will adjust accordingly. You know, you'll stop buying the $7 coffee 3 times a week or whatever, because you know you have that goal of saving $10, $50, $100 a month.
That's very good advice. Thank you for that. So my last question will be, what free tips will you give someone who's struggling to live healthy? So we will talk about money and health. So what free tips do you have for us to give to somebody who are struggling to live healthy?
Yes, I love this question because, you know, three tips, that's something anybody can, you know, pick one and go and do and start to see a change. My first tip is to practice gratitude every single day. I even encourage my clients to thank their money directly, but, you know, thank their employer, maybe not in person, but in their mind. You know, thank their home that they have, that they're living in. Just find something every single day to really be grateful for and tap into that gratitude feeling. That's really going to shift not only your mindset, but also your health, because, you know, gratitude brings up a lot of positivity inside the body.
I love that. That's so nice. I love it.
Great. And my second tip is every day, do more of what you love to do. I think a lot of times we get so caught up in our lives that we forget that we have things that we love to do, things that bring us joy. And if you can add some of that back into your life, then you're going to reduce your stress, you're going to experience a lot more happiness, and those things are going to help draw more money to you as well as better health.
I love that as well. That is, love what you do, and that is so, you know, that's so important in life as well. You know, that's very important.
Yes, I agree. And then, of course, my last tip is save. It's kind of my practical tip of the three, because it gives you something tangible that you can track and that you can monitor and stretch yourself. And I just really encourage everyone to start saving, even if it's just, you know, $10 a month. Start saving.
Yeah, start saving. That is such great advice. It was such a pleasure to have you here today. You know, you are doing so much wonderful work out there, and I will put all your social media, your website in the link below for people to go and reach out to you and see what you're up to. And I want to thank you for being here today and sharing, you know, all this important information, around money, you know, and that was very interesting. And it was an honor to have you today.
Well, thank you, Bernadine. It's been an honor to be here. And I would also like to offer your listeners a free gift. I will send you the link, but I have a workbook that is 5 steps to improve your money story. And I will send that link over to you and
Wonderful. Yeah, I'll link that as well down under the podcast for them.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bernadine.